Because we've been looking forward to this episode. You know,
does anyone
spouse,
know?
Spouse swap. Is wow. she or she VP?
Yeah, no, she's a director.
Wow.
Yeah. Is it higher? No.
Which means she doesn't non-rev anymore.
She has the card.
She just books it and goes.
Fine.
The
card. Honey, why don't you get up there?
No, thank you. Flight attendant for me.
Okay. Yeah, I know. She loves her job. I go to work once and then I leave and forget about it.
Yeah, because you don't see those passengers again.
Yeah.
The ones that gave you a hard time.
It's all over. Yeah. So.
Unless you overserve them, then they come back.
I'll stand by passengers. See me at the podium. Your seat is empty.
Non-Rev Lounge is a travel and aviation podcast. Monique, Laura, and Tyler are three friends that work for a major airline as gate agent, flight attendant, and ramp worker. During this podcast, they will discuss using their flight benefits to travel the world, as well as talk about things that happen at work. They have guests on almost every week to share their travels and stories, leaving tips on the best places to travel and things to do. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Non-Rev Lounge. I'm Laura.
I'm Moni.
And I'm Tyler.
We have a returning guest.
Plus the plus one.
Plus one. We have a returning guest. Remember our friend Tina? She's a flight attendant. She told us all about the Broadway shows in New York and how to get there and how to get the most inexpensive seats, tickets, and then also in London, how to do that in London. So we have Tina on, and she's with her husband, Mead. He's on too. He's a loyal listener. So anyway, welcome, Tina and Mead.
Thank you. It's great to
welcome
be here.
Back.
Thank you. This is so much fun. I can't believe how nerve-wracking it is. But
really? No. You're so good.
I feel nervous. Like the whole public's out there.
I think we should throw your other friends under the bus a little bit.
Sure.
Because Monique told me that you've had a number of friends on. We all have.
Uh-huh.
Two of your friends always are really nice to Monique when they board.
It's Tina.
And Tina's one of them.
Yes. Yeah. What do I do?
You're very nice to Monique when you board.
Oh. Yes.
So some of the other guests are not as friendly as you.
Oh. Gino.
Well, he's not friendly. Nothing. Yeah, kidding. Joking.
I was saying there's some that we've had on and they all see him at the gate and it's as if we've never spoken a word together. Like,
I think maybe they, I don't know. Do you want to think that they don't recognize her?
They might not.
But look at
they
her hair. Not.
Let's I was know. Like, my family always says I'm easy to find because of my hair. So I
yeah, it's like Ronald McDonald. You're like, when you see, you know it's you.
Same, well, sister, oh same.
Gosh. What did Zachary compare my hair to at the Olive Garden when they do the cheese?
And it comes out. Oh my gosh, that's her son.
And yeah, I was like, I don't think I'm offended, but I may be a little bit offended.
Well, it's like same about my, that same thing about my hair.
Curly and beautiful.
Thank you.
Because your hair wasn't always curly. Then you stuck your finger in a socket. Was it?
It was during COVID. Yeah, COVID turned curly. Okay.
Yeah, so dark times. But I've had Tina on a couple of my London flights.
Yeah.
And I bet you love when I'm working because I get you open business.
Well, always.
Always.
It's so nice.
Sometimes when it's like, oh, so least expected, like this last time, I was like, no way.
I know. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
And then sometimes Tina will be with a fellow commuter, and I know that you'll take care of Tina before you take care of the fellow commuter.
Well, yeah.
And that happened this time. But we both got business.
Yeah. So it worked out well.
Okay. It did. Thank you, Money.
You're still based in Dallas. Is that right?
Yes.
How's that going? Good.
I love it.
You still do like back to back?
I do. So I stay with my sister. That works out best for me. And then I only have to commute on either end, or like I've been doing from November through March when we have those Wednesday Deadhead 2. I get to go with my friends.
With us.
Yeah. And Saturday Deadhead home. Then it just comes. So I haven't commuted since November.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
Very
and
nice.
Do you want a second to talk about how bad reserve is over there compared to here?
I don't know because, I don't have to do it.
The sting of that.
It's just the worst. It's just not fair.
It's ridiculous. At this stage in our careers.
Yeah, no.
That's dumb.
Well, I think last time before we recorded last with you, you were going to do a London turn and then do a Sydney
Auckland.
Right after, or Auckland. Auckland, right after. How did that go?
It was good.
Was it good?
Okay. I really, because I wasn't going to work Auckland because I've been there and the flight is very long and it's also a lot of work because there's a lot of services. So I was like, I don't ever want to do one. But then I did it. It's like, oh, guess what else they like here?
What?
Gin.
Oh. What? Gin.
Just like London. Like okay. A bazillion different kinds. And
one time in London, anyway. Tina took us to Gin Tonica.
What is that?
It's a gin distillery. And we got to taste all kinds of gin.
Oh, fun. Very like fun. Like Pinky Blinders, but.
Yes. Like yeah. Water. Yeah. Wow. And it's sick because people say, oh, ooh, gin. I don't like it. It's like you've not really had it.
No, and it was in the Notting Hill
yep.
area, so that was kind of
cute.
Neat. Yeah. Gin tonic!
Yes, it was.
Okay, so Tina and Mead are our Cooper's Hawk friends, and we try to schedule one dinner every month together at Cooper's Hawk. And so we were with them at Cooper's Hawk, I kind of want to say it was in January, and they started talking about an Athens cruise, and they were staying at the concierge level. Tell me about that, Mead.
I think the so whole nice. Thing for both of us, everything in, and I had, you know, big internet or whatever you get on there, but it was... I think $3,400
for both of you.
For both of us, for the whole
thing. It's the Aqua days. Lounge.
Yeah. 11 nights. Days.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And the Aqua level. So we could use the spa anytime we wanted, not, you know, services, but, you know, they have a steam, a sauna, and all that kind of stuff. Nice. So we could go there anytime we wanted. We had a special dining room with a little bit upgraded food that was wonderful.
And did you have a yeah. butler?
Nah. No.
Okay.
It said that we have concierge maybe to help.
Did you have a balcony?
Oh, yeah.
I love balconies on cruises. I think they're kind of game changers.
Do
you like them, yeah. Tyler?
Yeah, the two I've been on both had balconies. And my wife's like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, yeah, we got to have at least have the balcony.
Tyler, you have to have a balcony.
Has anybody ever gone on the inside?
On my honeymoon, I did. We had no money.
Yeah, but... Really, truly, because I've often thought, not like we hang out in the room.
No, but you're wake up in the middle and you don't know what time it is.
That's true.
Was it a nap? Was it bedtime? What was that?
Yeah.
We were sunburned. We had twin beds. It was our honeymoon.
That was the start of the marriage.
It was the start of our marriage.
Did you guys non-rev there or did you buy tickets to make sure you got
no,
there?
No, we
non-revved from.
You spent the night in Dallas.
Thank you. Now, that's a good trick, everybody. We took the late night flight from Phoenix to Dallas that got us there after midnight. So we're still considered through passengers on
D1Ts.
D1Ts on the flight that left the next afternoon. And it was perfect. We just got a hotel, had a good night's
stayed
sleep.
Stayed in the lounge.
Oh, yeah. We went to the lounge.
I love that.
Then we went from Dallas to London. Business class.
Nice. They sent me a picture.
And then we bought Zed fare on British Airways from London to Athens because we don't fly to Athens until April. Yeah. So we ended up with the Zed fare, and that was nice. Worked out well.
When was this? About February, March?
No,
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we left
in March. We
left in February. End of February.
So before like the rush of spring break.
Right. And we really did get lucky. I mean, Dallas flights, because there's four every day, were way more open.
Yeah.
The one that we were going to go on was starting to get looking not good. And then all of a sudden that morning, I look from Dallas to London and the earlier flight all of a sudden had like 25 business class seats. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
They changed the aircraft from a 200 to a 300.
Oh, nice. Oh yeah. That makes a difference.
So
sure.
we... Yeah. Went to the airport a little early, not that much, because they're only like an hour apart, those flights. And the agents were awesome. Good. They're like, oh, yeah, sure. We'll put you over there on this one.
No checked bags already? So you guys were set?
We hadn't checked a bag, but then we did.
Smart.
So, yeah. But that we had to pick them up in London because non-revving.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't send it straight through. But that wasn't a big deal either. It was fine.
No, it was all good. And that was good on there.
And I always bring candy, you know. Good, I'm smart. The candy girl.
So out of Athens, did you guys go more warm? Or where did you guys go? Because that seems kind of early for...
Yeah, it was about like the weather we were having here with, what do you think, lowest we ever were in was 40 something, maybe.
Maybe high 40s it might get down to, 50s. But it didn't get that warm. It maybe just maybe got up to the high 50s and everything.
No, we had some 60
winter time here for Phoenix and everything,
but it wasn't bad.
The interesting thing about it is that we land in Athens and get to where we were going to. I guess, did we end up doing an Airbnb?
Yes, we did. Because
we couldn't, somehow we couldn't get our home exchange thing that we're going to get into. But there are all these troops out there. Not a whole lot of them, but they're, you know, guys with M16 standing around and everything. And
Grecian soldiers.
Yes.
Okay.
And so finally we asked him, we said, hey, is there something going on? He said, well, this is kind of a dangerous area. Well, not for you. But so I guess there was a lot of protests going on a few weeks before and throwing Molotovs and everything.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So you're kind of like,
this is where your Airbnb was?
Yes.
It was a lot of, I think it was a lot of like college, like students and stuff. It was. That's why it was.
And,
but we didn't.
So but we never saw anything happen there. We walked around at night. We walked around. I mean, it was great, a great place. And we did the hop on, hop off all around and got the lay of the land. And so it was very good that way. But it was just kind of like, I mean, in one sense, maybe it's pretty good they're there. You know, no one's going to rob you.
It's still nerve-wracking, with those big old guns and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you just go, what are we missing here, you know? But we were up on the fourth floor. But they did have shields on, you know.
They things. Shields?
Could, yeah, when you could roll down the windows, you know. And that's on the fourth floor. And you're kind of going.
A lot of, I think, places in Europe have those. It's like for sun and block out the
Spider-Man
sun.
Breaking
like
in
Bosnia or something. That too.
Yeah. Wow.
But and there was no problem with it. But it was a good, you know, good cruise, good trip. Matter of fact, we saw one, you know, there's certain, they're not podcasters or whatever, YouTubers.
Oh, yeah.
That cover cruises. And we saw. I don't know where her Emma Cruises on there, and I saw her on there, and I didn't get a chance to talk to her. I think I was too starstruck.
Well, that's too bad because you're a YouTuber. Yes, you are, Mead.
Wow. Well, really. Yeah, what? I did my grandson doing a review of Gilbert Regional Park, which was great. But then I'll never do it again. I say, well, let's do one of this. And I'm done.
Oh, how funny.
That's it. You know, it's like one time at
well,
it.
Well, you you put your Christmas party on there. Oh,
that's true.
Well, that's just so everyone could get to it. All the people attending.
Okay, you have a famous Christmas party because you had to get
back
to it. Yeah,
and you guys are coming next year.
Well,
so
don't thank give a crap about not being invited. No, and you know, we felt so bad about that because, well, at least for me, you're part of my life. I listen to it every Monday and everything else and everything. And all of a sudden, I turned to Laura at the party and I said, hey, you know, where's Tyler and Monique and everything? Well, we didn't send out an invitation. So,
make sure you get the date.
You will get it out early, you know, towards the.
Our favorite sommelier from Cooper's Hawk came to their party. Yes.
Noah.
And he brought some wine. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I love him too.
It's a good party. It's good for everyone to see everyone. And you even made it. Took some trip purposely so you could get back on time.
Yeah, Monique and I got back early from Amsterdam so I could go.
That's what it was.
And my flight attendant went too, Tammy Soldevar.
Oh, yeah.
So she was my flight attendant on that flight. At least I got sleep. I'm sure she had her two-hour nap, but still. Yeah.
Because that's what I said. You should go through Dallas because you can get a good seat. And you said, no, I'm going to the party. That's more important.
Yes.
You can do both. But.
Well, just on a side note, we're going to see the eclipse in Austin. Uh-huh. I'm having to leave next Wednesday. Flights are so packed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm having to buy an actual ticket. I haven't done that in how long we've been married?
I don't know.
24 years. Jeez. And I haven't bought a ticket since then. I'm going, well, now what do I do? Well, what? And I'm sitting there trying to check in. And she goes, you have to do it 24 hours before, just like
us. And you're trying to do
it. Oh, I know. I was just like.
I can't get my boarding pass.
But literally.
But I paid for it. I should get one.
If I have chosen a flight, well, like, you know, the eclipse is on Monday. And we've been talking with these friends for 6 years since the last one. And the tickets over the weekend, well, if you could find one, and I'm going on Southwest also, like $600.
Or more than that. Yeah. And get this, because I was going to use miles.
Uh-huh.
75,000 miles one way.
Phoenix, Austin.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, they say
that's
really,
a little ridiculous.
I mean, our friends don't even want to leave their house because they're getting everyone scared. Oh, the train roads are going to be so crowded. Yeah, well, no. But here's
ready,
what
honey.
You do. Here's what you do.
It's not like we'll Kansas leave. City.
It's at like 1:30 in the afternoon or 11:30 in Dawson. But go and get on the road at about 9 o'clock. If it looks bad or everything else, you can always turn around. No traffic's going to be the other way and go see it. At their house, they're going to get about 90 seconds. But if we go about 30 miles to the west, we're going to get almost 5 minutes of total eclipse.
Wow.
I think that's worth it. So
I
put
too.
My drone up so I can see all of it. And there it is. So
see?
That'd be cool to see, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways. So
well, that's what Brittany wrote us in the group and said, have you seen the loads on the Saturday for, I think it was Denver to Dallas? Did you see that?
Oh, the like over it's over.
There was some that were over by 30, like, oversold by 30 people right now on the Saturday. I'm like, isn't it on Monday? But I guess they're just like
many people camping are going. Out over there. No, it's a bigger deal than
we did the
Kansas
one.
City.
When is it? 2017 or 18? The last one that came through kind of went through Kansas City.
No,
my cousin lives in Kansas City, and we were staying at. It was for their wedding, wasn't it? Or maybe it was the week before. My niece up in, where was it? Iowa?
Des Moines.
So I said, let's go do this. We'll drive down. We met in a cornfield, my cousin and I. And of course, she's rolling her eyes. We show up there about 11:30. The eclipse is going to be at 12:30. No one's there. I'm fine. But I'm thinking, well, maybe this isn't that big a deal. All of a sudden, about another 5 minutes, all these cars keep showing up. By the time the eclipse started, there were like 3,000 cars there.
Wow.
And I mean, getting out of the mess, we went a different way around. So this one might be kind of a big deal. But
I've had people on the flight that came in from London last week.
For the eclipse? Uh-huh.
And they're wearing t-shirts.
Oh, really?
It was a group.
I'm telling you, honey. Gosh. It's going to be different.
Yeah. Okay. They're wearing t-shirts ready to go.
You got your car booked or a way to get around? Because if not,
well, our friends live
our
there.
Our friends live there. Okay. But when this last eclipse happened, I called them up and said, okay, I'm booking 6 years out.
Yeah.
we got your place and everything. Like, yeah, whatever. But now all of a sudden they're kind of excited.
Now they're into it.
Yeah. They're hyping it up. And anyway, have you been to one? It's pretty exciting.
Not like that. I mean, there's... Wasn't there one like a few months ago that was a small...
Well, about a year ago, there was one here. We are on kind of edge of it. No, but when you get in one, and the big thing about it, the temperature, like within 30 seconds, drops 10 degrees. You're going, what the heck?
You know, it's dark.
And then all the crickets and everything think, oh, it's night.
How weird.
It is just bizarre, you know? So, and you can imagine like, you know, couple thousand years ago, they're, we got to sacrifice a virgin, you know.
All the druids. Yeah, the druids.
Yes, and everything. So, I mean, yeah, it's fun. Anyways, so.
Very cool. So, talk about staff a little bit. So, yesterday I was at work, and this girl, one of my coworkers, brings a guy to me and says, this guy travels all the time, you got to have him on the show. And I was like, okay, so he started talking to me, and he does this crazy trip. So hopefully we'll have him sometime. But I said, do you use staff traveler? Because all the Zen he does around the world for like 3 weeks. He just looks at the board and goes. He doesn't plan it out at all.
Wow.
Older Asian guy. I think he goes a lot to Asia, the Philippines, a lot of that. But he goes, yeah, I met the founder of staff traveler. And I was
Guillermo?
Like, yeah. I said, you know Guillermo? And he goes, yeah, I was in Canada. And I was thinking, you don't know him. Like, and he said, yeah, I was on a flight with him, and he was a pilot for this airline in the Netherlands. And I was like, oh, you do know him. And so I wrote Guillermo, and I said, do you remember this? And he's like, oh, yeah, that was years ago, like on a 24-hour trip to Canada back for a wedding. So it's kind of cool that someone had met him.
And he still doesn't have staff traveler?
The guy?
Yeah.
He
does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was just like, how do you – I was surprised that he actually met him. And so
– were you jealous?
Yeah, because I didn't get to be him. We didn't. Okay. We were going to.
He's jealous that Guillermo and I talk.
No,
once a week.
Well, Guillermo wants to record with us, and so he actually acts for a weekend. He's going to be in L.A. or in San Francisco, but you have a trip already. So
sorry,
London
a
again.
Job.
Sorry. So the reason why I wanted to have Mead and Tina back on is because they started this really fascinating thing, which would be great for non-revs. Some kind of a spouse swap thing, right? Is that what it is? I go, oh, Meet, I'm so excited to have you on because we're doing a spouse swap.
She wants the details. She wants to know.
Spouse exchange.
That would be house or home exchange.
Oh, it's a home exchange.
Well, and I do think there used to be, and probably that's why they merged, there's another service called House Swap. Uh-huh. So, I remember, wasn't that show on or something? Wife Swap. I think they did have that show on TV about 10 years ago. But anyways, just briefly, it is a way to, and it's perfect for flight crews and everyone with flight benefits to be able to exchange your home with over 150,000 different properties around the world. And I was thinking about this on the way over too. I don't think you'd have to own your house in order to do this, even if you rented a place. Now, that's something you have to work out with your landlord, because we get people, well, we've got someone from Toulouse, France, who said, your place looks great. We'd love to come there for a week in August. And of course, we're looking at each other. Oh, yeah, come on down. August, we love you.
We don't want to be here.
But I mean, I'd never even thought of Toulouse, France. I mean, I hardly knew. I had to look it up, and it's in kind of southern France. But of course, that's where Airbus is made and everything.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I know. And so anyways, we said, yeah, we'd be happy to do it. And so that's one thing, because I like literally, I probably do three or four times a day. I should pull up the app. Anyone ask for anything, you know, and because they're just from around the world and everything. A lot of Canadians are coming down here now. And so you have three ways of doing it, of doing the house exchange. You can do a reciprocal, like we're doing with the one from France. You take my house, I take yours and everything. The other way is you can do it for points. So our house goes for 250 points a day.
Okay.
People come and stay, then we have to find some place to stay. Now, usually like we're on a trip or we are got a cruise planned or something like that, it works out perfectly. Or you can do it for points, or do it a non-reciprocal change. That's where people would take your place for a week, and then you would take theirs some point in the future for a week. So that's a non-reciprocal exchange. So did I do that clearly?
Yeah.
Three. So they got the guest points, reciprocal or non-reciprocal, no points involved.
Yeah, did someone come to your house while you were on that Greek cruise?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of one of the reasons we did it. We just said, well, what the heck? Let's go on a cruise. Always wanted to do this. And because we had a great, well, I think Tina alluded to it earlier, so we had the family from Canada down for 2 weeks, and they became our friends and everything. I mean, they took us out to Cooper Hawks and paid for the dinner and everything.
Wow.
And they were just...
It was great.
Okay, and I'm sure the big question coming up for everyone here and probably people listening to this is go, I wouldn't want to trust my house to a complete stranger, you know, which is a normal question and everything. Well, these people have... quote unquote, skin in the game. They're putting their place up. You get to see the reviews of them, of their house. You see what their house looks like and everything before you approve. This isn't like Airbnb, people throw out the money and, oh, good luck. You know, and they're, I don't think we've turned down, we've turned down,
well,
once.
We've turned down a few. Few
requests, you know,
because of the reviews.
No,
not really.
Just
the timing.
Just timing
and stuff like one guy kind of seemed a little pushy. He was kind of going, "Oh, your house looks a little close to the freeway. How's it? It was just doing a lot of things, and he was wanting me to lower the point value because he's going to take it for 2 weeks." And I was kind of going, and we were new at it and everything. But well, let me back out. The first one we did was Disneyland. Why don't you take that one, Tina?
Okay, we did it for guest points, and it was a house that was like 10 minutes from Disneyland.
Perfect.
And a beautiful 3-bedroom, 3-bath, really nice house. And these people, it wasn't their primary residence. It was one that they have a second residence.
And I'd say 50% of the properties are that way. Are ones that are Airbnb part-time.
Okay.
And this, the other.
That they could do that. And so it was like stocked, like in the kitchen and all that kind of stuff. But closets were nice and empty. I mean, it was very nice.
Yeah. So. Well, and the reason we checked it out too, did we... I guess we were already on home exchange, and this was just last October. But we were going to take our daughter and her son and everyone, and we're going to spring for everything. Well, Disneyland was like the hotel was like $1,000 a night.
Ridiculous.
We go, oh my God, you know, we're going to take a loan.
Families
out.
Can afford it. I don't know.
So that's where I said, well, why don't you see what's going on home exchange? So she gets this. I mean, it's a 1970s house, gutted, you know, the white and grays and everything, completely redone.
Nice.
And it was just wonderful and everything. So I was going, okay, this is awesome.
We heard about home exchange from two different people. One, pilot and his wife, a pilot for us and his wife. So they're retired and his wife started it. Then our other friend, Linda Trumpeter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to meet in place Chicago. In Chicago.
Yes,
yeah.
It's darling. And she does it too. So they're the ones that kind of like, oh, yeah, we've got to do it. And one time Linda came out here and had a home just in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
On the mountain. It was gorgeous. And we thought, oh, good. You know, got ideas about how we leave a little notebook telling people how to do everything in the house and all that. So we're like, we got to do this. So
yeah,
we finally got it ready and there we go.
And it's been really good. And people have been very nice. And like I was saying, they get, you know, you're going to review the people that stay in your place. You're going to review them. So everyone's on their best behavior because, you know, I mean, I looked at one place and it was kind of marked down for cleanliness, not that much, but I kind of like, usually everyone's 5 stars, but someone was marked down. I thought, oh, I don't know if I want to really look at that one or something. And, and of course the obvious question is, well, how much does it cost? It's right now it's $220 a year. And that's your only cost. To belong to it, yeah.
And they have a $1 million
They have a $1 million insurance policy that they cover you for any damage. They also take $500 out of your guests on their debit card. And then you agree that, oh, everything's good. And then
they get the 500 back.
Yeah, they get the 500 back. Yeah, I've never.
Oh, that's good. So they've got some skin in the game.
People have skin in the game and they want to. I mean, we just got back in our house yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it was spotless. So
and these people had been doing it for 9 years. They were here for their son's baseball game, and she was all happy because the house was good luck for him. He hit his first home run of his career. I mean, she sent some pictures, and the kid looked pretty good. He's probably like a junior or something. But anyways, so now there can be a cleaning fee, although we haven't charged any. Usually I just say, hey, just strip the beds and leave the towels and those at the foot of the bed. We'll take care of the rest. And everything else is better than what we left the place and everything. I think we are, on a side note, going to put in a heater for the pool because some people, we're going to put in a heat pump, electric one and everything.
Because
people have come down from Canada and say, oh, is the pool heated? And I say, well, I thought maybe for you Canadians, you could get in there like 55.
It's supposed to be healthy. Remember that cold plunge?
Oh, yeah.
You know you want that.
Anyways, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, and we did check with our insurance too to make sure if we had guests in our home
would there
still
be
covered?
Any consequences and I mean I ran it, we do USAA and they said no, if you don't have any trouble. I mean there might be a different one if some insurance would consider it like an Airbnb, more like a business, but
it's an exchange though. It's not a business. You're not making money.
Yes.
So do we get to talk about my favorite one coming up?
Yes.
Oh.
That's my favorite one also.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody that listened to the last podcast would get why I love this, but we are having a penthouse on the Lower East Side of Manhattan from August 1st through September 12th.
Six weeks
in New York. I'm not looking forward to it at all.
Oh, no, not you.
Living like a local.
That sounds awesome.
And it's I mean, this place really is gorgeous. I mean, it looks like something out of a movie set and everything.
Because theirs per day is like 348.
I mean, when this came up was after the one we got in Toulouse, because in the middle of this, we've got the Toulouse thing coming up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I still think we should go do it. She's like, oh, I don't want to leave Manhattan, whatever. But anyways, we
could go to Airbus.
Well,
yeah.
I sent them a message actually today because we had asked them if they'd rather do guest points, but they couldn't do that.
Because they didn't have the guest
points. When we were trying to get more guest points to get the New York one because it was a lot of guest points.
And everything, the people from France are. I said, geez, we don't have any more guest points. That's why we want to do the reciprocal one for you. So,
but I asked them today if they would consider that, of course, they're still coming to our house. Of course,
that's not,
not an issue. But could we take another week? Anytime this year, next year, in the future, anytime instead. So we'll see what they come back with.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I would rather do that. I don't want to leave
New York.
Know, but we could even go over there for 3 days. It doesn't matter. But anyways, I mean, I just think it'd be kind of cool. And it only takes, what, 5 hours to get to Paris?
You can take this spouse.
What?
You can take this spouse.
Yeah, I'll go with you to Toulouse.
Because I want to do that Airbus thing.
Getting to France in August. When's the Olympics?
Oh, the Olympics are going to be.
It might be.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I looked at that and it's done by like the first week of August.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but yeah. That was.
You could do the, like you did the other one, go to London and then British Airways to Toulouse too.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to get that figured out for my tickets so we don't have any more hiccups and everything.
So what was your first home exchange?
First people coming to our house?
Oh, that was the gal from Washington, D.C. Oh. And was coming out for a conference with her husband. Oh, yeah. And that was like in the middle of September. And they loved it. And they were talking about the hummingbirds they could see on the bushes and all.
Well, you know, your back patio is really nice. It's got a beautiful view.
Yeah.
And you can sit back there and have a glass of wine. Yeah. It's just really resort feeling.
Pretty especially nice. When it's 115.
Yeah.
I don't care. I like it.
Okay.
So does your house feel like an Airbnb or does it feel like your home with your personal stuff everywhere and they just...
Our personal stuff is still everywhere, but like in our bedroom, we bought this kind of like a clothing...
Like an armoire.
And it's an open armoire, if you want to say, just a place to hang clothes.
Where there's hangers and then a spot for shoes and stuff like that. So we bought that for in our room. But a lot of times when we leave, like when we left and these people from Canada were there for 2 weeks, I cleared out some more space in our bedroom. Then the two upstairs bedroom, I always have space in both closets cleared out. And then our study, we don't ever do anything to that.
Yeah.
So we have the two bedrooms upstairs and the bathroom upstairs. And the two bedrooms have one king. The other one has twins and a trundle bed.
Oh, I know that one.
So we could, if people wanted this many, we could sleep as many as two.
Eight, maybe. Well, they could even sleep kids on the couch in the TV
room. Oh, yeah, in the big TV room, push that together.
But I'm sure where you're headed, Tyler, is that you're going, well, you know, how do you protect your stuff and everything like that? And I imagine, you know, if I had, well, you know, you do have the insurance policy and generally everyone's pretty good. But, you know, if they had kids there, they could break something. But I don't know. We just don't have much stuff for that. I have a safe where I throw the car keys and whatever else in there. And
that's smart.
Some of the places, when you're doing a reciprocal one, they'll let you use their car.
Oh, yeah.
Like wow.
Well, we had someone that came to us from Cork, Ireland, which is south of Dublin, about 2 hours, and said they're on like 3 acres, 6 bedroom. We'll have a car available for you. Now, this was supposed to happen in June.
This year.
About 2 weeks later, she actually said, you know what? We just found out we have a wedding in Italy. You're still welcome to come and everything. So, but, you know, we got the other New York thing and everything. But they still
want to do it with them because they wanted reciprocal.
Yes.
So, literally, you want to come here in July?
Yes. They wanted, I think it was a whole month of June.
For 2 weeks?
But,
wow.
Yes.
But they say, too, oh, no, that's here. Look, the high is like 61 degrees in the summer. So 110 sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I think for flight people, the only thing we got to figure out is how do we get free food? Then we'll really be covered. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a minimum amount of days?
Some places will say that. They'll say, 1 week minimum. Usually I've seen I've seen people do it for as much as 2 days and everything.
We don't really like to do it for that short of time. Okay. It's not worth getting everything spotless.
Ready.
Okay. Yeah, it's not worth
it. And we've got a cleaning gal, which we just found. And she really seems to be good. And well, that's the other thing. Change the door lock to an internet one that you can change on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just have the, you know, have a number that I text the people who are coming and they just plug that in. It's, didn't we start in May kind of gradually?
Yeah, cause we were getting new carpeting.
Yeah. We were getting new carpeting.
That helped us purge.
Not that you had to do that for this or anything, but just getting things a little more, or maybe you're going to take pictures of it. It's kind of like you're selling the house and everything. And, you know, just get it ready that way. And it's fun to see people. I think we have something like 65 people have put it in their favorites, which was another thing I was getting to earlier. This place in New York City takes 14,000 points to get it because they're doing 350 a night. We're only doing 250. And at the time I found it, he was said he'd do it in 3 week and 3 week bunches, but then he changed his mind on it. He said, you know what? I just want to do someone who's going to take it the whole time. I said, okay, if you can just give us about a month, I think we can do it. So I was contacting everyone in the favorites going, hey, I know she has her favorite. Do you want to, we really need points and everything. And people came back. We've got people who are booking for next March, 2025 and everything. So we got the 14,000. Well, here's one other little thing. You can pay for points if you want to.
You can?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I
was going to ask. But that's, I think it's $2 a point, you know. Might so it's less. Kind of expensive.
So if it's,
I
mean, 250 points a night, that's 500.
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of like buying miles.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is. So we only had about 200 points left to get. And I was getting people, and sometimes people don't get back to you right away, and then they'll change their mind. And he had like three or four people hovering around saying, oh, we really want this, people in New York. Mm-hmm. And we got in first place. I said, I'm just going to pay it.
You know,
it's only like $250 or so. I don't know why it was so cheap, but anyways, I just paid it. So then we got it solid with him, and we're going to fly out there like the night before and meet him. And he wants to do a video call with us too. And because this is their personal residence, they travel a lot and everything. I think he's something in IT.
I want to be their best friend.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you will be. I'm sure.
Seriously.
I know.
Because sometimes people also, there is one other thing that they do, home exchange. We've never done it yet, but they call it a hospitality exchange, where somebody can exchange with you. And I don't know how they fix the points that way. It might be less or whatever. But you're going to be there.
Yeah.
You're going to be there. They're going to come like a guest in your home, but you're still there.
You know what I'm thinking.
I know what you're thinking. You know.
I'm thinking.
Hospitality.
Yeah. It's a nudge, wink, wink.
Oh, that say no kind more, of say hospitality. No
more. Well, your place would always go well because you have the mirrors in your bastard bedroom above. And the other,
and the swing is well mounted.
The swing.
He'll be here all week. Don't forget to tip your bartender. The other thing they have, okay, they've got the hospitality, which I haven't done one. I haven't seen a mention, but I just saw someone on there talking about it. You got a room and usually a in the house, and they're still staying there. So a lot of that goes more on Europe and everything. The other one I was going to mention is they have a luxury division. Now, that's $1,000 a year. I haven't looked into it that much, but I saw a few of the properties offered. And, you know, there's something in Spain that's, you know.
Is that interesting?
Yeah, really luxury type. And I don't know if you have to qualify with a luxury product to get into it. I think you do because they say, you know, email this and we'll vet you and everything like that to see if you qualify for it. Anyways, yeah. It's, but for flight crews, it's just the best. Now, one other caveat is it isn't like Airbnb. Oh, there's one that's available. Here's my money. Let's go. Unfortunately, London took us a long time, like 3 months and maybe 30 or 40 saying, hey, does this work? And,
emails.
You know, it takes them a few days. And she was just doing one at a time and waiting, you know. And all of a sudden, about 3 weeks went by, and she just started blasting out like 20 at a time. And then finally, we got this one gal that said, oh, yeah, we can do it. And we took another couple with us, which was great and everything. Can I tell the funny side to that one was that, you know, we come in, fly all night. We let them take the Master? Lay flat seats. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, this was kind
they're,
of a...
They're regular people. They're not airline people.
Yeah. So
we wanted them to have business.
Yeah. So we get in at 10 o'clock, a little rainy, everything. Get the place. Looks like just in Love Actually. Remember where he's going around knocking on the doors and there, you know, he opens the door and the little kids are there. Look just like those kind of places. So we go there and it says, okay, the key's supposed to be here underneath the pot, you know, and blah, blah, blah. We're looking around. We're looking around. And all of a sudden, the door opens up. A woman in her robe goes, you know, may I help you? You know, I said, well, we're supposed to be doing, you know, a home exchange here and everything. What number are you looking for? Well, it said 19.
No, 13.
13. Anyways, it turned out she'd given us the wrong number by accident. The host owned several property there. And I said,
The neighbor knew her.
Knew who she was. Oh, no, Mary. Down at number 13, 19 or whatever like that. So, thank God she did that, because I don't know, you know, I was sitting there going, oh, here we boasted about this place and everything.
And we can't get in.
Yes. Yeah. And so you kind of, you know, maybe you have to be prepared for that kind of stuff.
Pros and cons.
But, you know, jumping back to Linda Trumpeter, who's the other flight attendant, the first one, and she was our sponsor for going into it. She did a penthouse in Munich, Germany for like 8 days. And the gal contacted her and said, look, somehow they got talking to her. Look, if you need to take an extra day, go on ahead, just stay there and everything. It was like, oh my God. She said it was just fabulous there in Germany. So, yeah, but there are places all around someone from Oslo, Norway, you know, contacted and said, hey, do you want to come here in October and everything? Like, okay, well, let's see what the average temperatures are. Well, I think it was a high of like 41 and low of 26.
Thank you.
I said, oh, it's great for sunbathing. But anyways.
They wanted an exchange.
Yeah. They were looking for, you know, a lot of these people, you try your best. You want to accommodate them if you can.
But for a week, it might be kind of fun just to...
You know, and like I was saying earlier too, it's interesting when just places you wouldn't think about pop up and people suggest you. And that's the easy one to do when they're coming to you saying, hey, we want to stay here, because you're going the other direction and, you know, it might not work out with people's schedules. They have to do all that. So, so
that's cool.
Was it hard the first time? Easy stuff was like $200-something saying, let's do it. Was it, you know, because you get a new credit card and has a fee on it. You know, am I going to get my money's worth out of it? Did you have that same kind of question yourself before you, the first year? Or did you say,
I see what you're saying. No, because we've been hearing all the places. Larry and Lynn were the other couple. They've been doing like 10 years. Didn't they get a place in like Oceanside for like a month or something?
I don't know, but they don't even stay here at all anymore in the summer. They're always somewhere else.
Yeah.
Home exchange.
So your question was about, were we going to get our money's worth? No, I was sure we were going to, because, well, here's the thing, and maybe in the show notes you can put our link to our account.
That's a great idea.
We get 50 points and, you know, it's not that much. But, you know, anyone who would sign up with our account, we'd be willing to consult with saying, oh, here's, you know, coach them through it a little bit. And it's, if you just, well, we're like the friends in Austin have not signed up completely, but they just registered their home. If you just put a picture of the front of your home and everything, that gets you into the system. And then you can look all around. You can't rent anything until you actually, or exchange anything until you actually go on ahead and pay your $220. But
they get points for just setting it up.
Yes.
You get points
somehow,
for just setting
remember,
it up.
Remember, we hadn't even...
No, we had like 1,000,
Well, somehow we got the place in Disney, and I go, how we get all these points? We haven't even rented anything yet. I didn't understand. But anyways, we had the points, so we took it.
It's kind of like Staff Traveler gives you 5 credits to start. I mean,
Start. Well, and they're smart, too, because they're going, you know, hey, here it is. Just get registered in there. And, oh, we're giving you 500 points and everything. And all of a sudden, you're going, and you're seeing some of these places around the world. You're going, oh, fabulous. You know, I want to do that. And again, you know, you're looking at the reviews of them, looking at the reviews of the place, and you know, like I was saying, you want to be on your best behavior that no one gives you a ding of any kind. And so,
sounds like a cool idea, though.
Yeah, I love that you can find places that you're interested in, but right. then the aspect of yes. people contacting you.
Yes.
And then you go, I never would have thought yeah. of going to Toulouse, France. Well,
and, yeah. and also, too, because it works like a timeshare, you know, because come, they can stay. You can go stay with Tyler. And and then you get all these points saved up and you say, okay, we're going to, you know, wherever it is and everything.
And you can set the amount of points you're charging?
You well, it sets automatically. Like ours came in at 241 and I did that. I originally started out 198. I thought, oh, I want to get it going. I thought, eh. Then I went up to 250 after about a month or something and just good, have left good. It there.
Yeah, because it's a and, nice home.
Yeah, and you can set whatever points you want. They have a recommended amount. But yeah. yeah
you
but,
think like winners will be higher demand. So in Phoenix or like yeah. Super Bowl week, that yeah. could be like you get yeah. a lot of points.
And, yeah, and then there are not very many. I've been looking around Positano, you know, in Italy, and there are not very many places to rent. There are places, you know, within a couple of miles, but everything, you know, Positano, it's Instagrammed out or whatever it is.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People know about it too much, but it's fun and everything. So so far, it's all been good. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
I
and
love
it's,
that.
It's for some people, it's just, I mean, we've had friends that, like, yes. there's no way. I would yeah. want that. Ooh, somebody in my bed's like, do you have yeah. sheets? Do you have a mattress
but,
pad?
But, you know, you think difference? About what goes yeah. on at a hotel. I mean, yeah. you know, it's Hello. Not like they're giving you a new set of sheets every time you show up or anything. And, you know, we got a couple and we how wash many, them. And we do, like we mentioned, we do have the cleaning gal who I'm giving her a coat or a house. So if we do get someone in the middle, like in New York, we're hoping people are going to take stuff, you know, like they want to in August yeah. and everything. And then we'll just have her come and just clean out. And we could charge, we might charge a cleaning fee there of, you know, $100 or something.
Depends.
So far, we haven't been. And I think that kind of makes people up their game to, like, hey.
Oh, sure.
You know, because if you're, well, I'm paying for it, you know, you take the trash out.
Thanks for coming and sharing that. That's, I didn't know anything, you know, it existed, so.
Oh, yeah, we didn't know it. Oh, that's
we
good.
Didn't, well, that's, and we didn't either until our friends told us about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's why I said to Laura, I said, hey, I've got, you know, this is a no-brainer for flight people.
Yeah.
You know, is that what I should say? Flight no, people yeah. or flight crews?
Aviation, yeah.
The, yeah. Fact, the fact that we have the ability to go to those places for yes. super cheap.
Yes.
I mean, either you're rich and you can afford it, or you can just hop
and,
on a plane and
you
go.
Know, most
and
people,
you have a place to stay yeah. for nothing.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. Most people can't do that. I mean, yeah, most people exactly. will sit there and go, well, you know, yeah, I'd like to come to London for a week.
Once lifetime trip, yeah, but not yeah, for
but,
us.
But someone can approach you and go, well, you know, here, we're going to come, we're doing vacation and blah, blah, blah. And you say, a week? Yeah, we'll be there.
And
so,
Mead and Tina live in Ahwatukee. So that's nice. That's a nice area. Just like you, Mo.
Yeah, I'm in Tukey too.
Oh, you're in Tukey too?
Yeah. Tukey
yeah. too. Yeah. So it really is. Well, and just kind of side note, getting back from, you know, Italy and Greece and everything. And then you come back here, you know, and a lot of times you feel like, oh, everything's so big here and freeways and all that kind of stuff. No, it's pretty neat here. You yeah. know, it really is. I mean, you know, it like is. The guests who've stayed in our house have said, you can get so easily get around here, you know, like go up to Scottsdale, 20 minutes, you know,
yeah.
And you know, and, but that's part of the charm, of course, is Italy, like Cinque Terre or Positano, the little streets and all that. And that's fun. But I imagine if you're there working and everything else, another gal I follow on YouTube lives in Positano. And they've been there about 6 years or something. And they finally bought a house in Tuscany. They're still going to keep the one in Positano, but you know, she says it just fills up so much in the summer here, you can't move. And anyways, yeah, but it makes you feel good about the U.S. I mean, I used to feel so like, oh, why do we build everything? Everything's so new and everything's a McDonald's. And of course, they love McDonald's over there.
They
think
they like it.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. That's fun.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for coming yes. back, Tina.
Yes. Thank nice you to very have much, you, Tyler and Mark. Yes, and
we're listening.
For he's you a better, super fan.
Yes, and you better be there at that Christmas party. We're saving spots for you guys.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Yes, okay. No, all right. So,
yeah. Good. Well, and if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us at nonrevloungepodcast@gmail.com. Everyone, stay safe.
Bye.
This has been Non-Rev Lounge. This episode was sponsored by Staff Traveler, which is the number one app to get your non-rev loads. It is used by over 700,000 people from all airlines the world over and built to make your non-rev trips easy and stress-free. Sign up now for free at stafftraveler.com/nonrevlounge.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Darn, I wanted to say bye.
That was fun. We were trying to figure out, because, for instance, we'd really like some people to come in the summer, especially while we're already gone, if there's a way to, like, lower your points for a month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'd rather have 200 than nothing.
No. You'd have Laura come over and be the hospitality person.
I'll do that for you. I won't do that for you. Whoa.
That's a real friend.
Yes, a real friend.
Oh, gosh.
In a three-way.
Did you have wine already?
No.
Okay.
Just water.
Okay.
I had a sip of wine. I got narked on, but yeah.
Alert, alert.
I know. They're thick as thieves.
Oh, now I'm all relaxed.
Good.
Sort of.
Who Harry Carey is?
I know who Harry Carey is in Chicago. Oh, my God.
He's making fun of my new glasses.
Oh, shoot. I like them. I like them. But I know who Harry Carey is, too.
From the Will Ferrell impression.
Will
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry. I got used to them. I like them now.
Sure.
They're very hip. They're very
thank
cool.
Thank you.
If the moon was made of cheese, I can see really well in them.
I know. That's good. Okay.